Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatsky. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Don Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Fain reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatsky hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 1 in the game. Regalado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. There goes Regalado. The throw from Sawatsky to second, and Regalado is out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Jack Harshman now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox bunts towards third. Regalado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland has Fox trapped. There's the throw to Hegan and over to Regalado, who tags Fox for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Kell moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Harshman covering, for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a line drive towards first. Rosen reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Groth attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Regalado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Regalado moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Regalado scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Rosen catches it and throws to third to double up Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive to center field. Groth throws towards Carrasquel. Carrasquel fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carrasquel. Rosen moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Regalado is hit by the pitch. Rosen moves to third. Philly moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for George Strickland. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sawatzky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Carl Sawatzky. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to second. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dorisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-to-3, Indians. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Houdeman strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Avila reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. Avila moves to third. It's 5-to-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-to-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fain is hit by the pitch. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-4 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.